Despite millions of acres of forest set-asides and the silencing of many mill towns in the Northwest, the northern spotted owl population has continued to decline. Their numbers have slid by 40% in the past 25 years.
So we don't believe that a hands-off approach to critical habitat is the right approach for spotted owl recovery.
U.S. Fish and Wildlife Director Dan Ash says they have a new three-part plan to bring spotted owls back from the brink of extinction.
We need to protect the best of its remaining old-growth habitat. We need to actively manage forest landscapes to restore their health. And we need to manage competition from the barred owl.
Barred owls are an invasive species from the East Coast. They've followed human development and crowded out their meeker cousins. The proposal includes plans to shoot the barred owl in some areas and see if that helps bring back their native northern cousins. It's a controversial plan and one that still leaves many questions unanswered.
What level of intensity do you need to do it at and for how long? Is this basically a permanent program? Instead of providing more owl habitat for spotted owls, we'll just go out and shoot barred owls.
That's Sean Cantrell, executive director of Seattle Audubon. After much hand-wringing, Audubon has come out in favor of the plan because Cantrell says clearly something new has to be done. But he says the devil's in the details. They don't know yet which millions of acres in the Northwest will be designated as critical habitat. It's not yet clear that the spotted owl removals would actually help, and they don't want to see this experimental killing become permanent.
That doesn't seem like a sustainable solution, nor a desirable one.
Fish and Wildlife says their approach will be careful and incremental and based on science, and it'll have equal focus on managing forests to increase the prey populations that spotted owls feed on and to prevent wildfires. They say this new plan has the added benefit of creating timber jobs. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.